welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. This election, Hoosier voters will decide through public question number one if the Indiana Constitution should be amended to require the General Assembly to enact honestly balanced state budgets. According to State Representative Sally Segrest of West Lafayette, the amendment would add protections for state pension holders while protecting Indiana's fiscal health.
If the Constitution is amended, it would not tie the hands of state lawmakers in the event of an economic crisis. In a case where the state needed to spend more than the available funds on hand, a two-thirds majority in both the House and the Senate could suspend this balanced budget requirement. The amendment would also ensure all future state budgets continue funding public pensions, which protects employees like teachers, firefighters, and police officers.
Under conservative leadership, Indiana has maintained a balanced budget for the last 7 years, along with a AAA bond rating. This has resulted in a record number of new jobs being created and the state securing a top-rated business climate.
To amend the Indiana Constitution requires passage by two separately elected General Assemblies. This proposed amendment passed overwhelmingly with bipartisan support in 2015 and 2017. This multiple-year process has been entirely transparent. It will now be decided by Hoosier voters during the upcoming general election.
Hoosiers are already casting ballots this week at early voting locations. Polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 6th. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.